Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
All right, everybody. Happy Friday. Let's get our heads right. It is October 8th. It's Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. We are coming to you live, number one, and we're coming to you free of charge here at the Odyssey Empire Studio. I am Woodsy, our producer for the week. He's done a great, great job filling in for Paulie. He's also our boss, Adam Klug. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing fantastically on a Friday. And, of course, my favorite co-host of all time, to be honest with you, is Benjamin Higgins. Good morning, Benny.
Are we still fighting?
Never, never.
Okay, because...
We never were fighting.
I mean, it got a little tense yesterday.
But it was fun. I liked it.
So much so that I felt some concern out there from the Tier 1s.
I saw that.
Almost as if they're like all of our children out there, and they don't want to see mom and dad fighting.
My son hates when me and Hannah fight. Hates it. Like, it's the worst.
You're not supposed to let him see that.
Well, I mean, you know, listen, we're human beings, and it happens sometimes, and nobody likes to see their parents fight, but...
Protect your children from the real world at all costs.
Yeah, see, I go.
That little, could backfire at some point.
Yes,
yeah, no, I see that. I do.
I'm trying to get this kid out of there.
I do.
By the time he turns 18, I want him gone. Gone, both of them. I want him out. I never want him to. I would just go. Make your way, young man. Go west. Okay.
You know the funny thing is we don't fight very often. We don't almost never. Actually.
Almost never
on the air or off the air.
Correct.
It's not as though you know things get really ugly. You know, our friends in Houston, you know, you do a radio show for long enough. Like a marriage, the other person is going to get
thing.
The other person's going to get on your nerves at some point.
Of course.
It's just the amount of time. We spend more time with each other than we do with our families.
Concurrently, almost. Well, I don't. But you have other jobs. I'm with my family all the time.
Oh, you are.
All the time.
You're at that age where your children are pretty dependent on you every second. Mine aren't, so, you know, and I work so much that I do literally spend more time with you.
Yeah, you do.
Than I spend with my own family members. So.
Well, listen, I didn't think it was a fight. The other thing, too, is that, you know, we're not going to manufacture a fight. That's not great. And I always feel like you can tell now, and maybe that's just because I've been on the radio for a long time. And you can tell, like, oh, God, somebody decided to take this point and somebody decided to take. We weren't even planning that yesterday. We just went down that road. And I don't know what it was about you saying that the brass ring was close that made me so mad. And it's not mad at you. It's mad at the situation. I'm just mad at the situation. And you know why I'm mad at the situation? Because I love. I love. I love this team. I'm embarrassed. That's really what it boils down to, Benny. I'm embarrassed. The San Diego Padres embarrassed me this season. And you know, for me to get on and you know, prophesize and talk about how great this team is and how they're headed in the right direction, man, when you said the brass ring is so close we can touch it, I was like, the brass ring is in Hamul, and we're here. You know it's there, but you can't see it. It's there. It's there for every team. And that's just it made me... It further embarrassed me because I fell for the same thing.
Why should you be embarrassed? Because you've invested your time and energy in this team, and you know, you bought season tickets. You want You want the team to be good. You want it to justify your investment.
I also want it to justify the way that I felt at the beginning of the year, right? And again, you come to me in April and go, all right, Woodsy, I need the deed to your house. If the do you think the Padres will just make the playoffs? While they don't have to win the division, wild card. Yes or no? I would go yes, and here. If they don't, I will sign the deed to my home to you. I would be living in my car with my family right now if that were the case. That's how confident I was. I think I told the story before, and it's mortifying to tell. It's mortifying. It's maybe the thing I'm most embarrassed of. But off the air, with the conversations that we had in here about the San Diego Padres in the 2021 season were this. Dude, you don't understand, guys. This is going to be the start of something. In 20 years, they're going to go, ESPN's going to do a 30 for 30 about this run. Who do you think they're going to talk to? They're going to talk to us, the morning show, on the flagship. We were there. We were at games. We were selling this team every day because we were so excited. Bro, they didn't even hit 500. I'm mortified. It's a mortifying story. So they've embarrassed me, which has then angered me, and I was not angry at you. My anger was misguided. So when you said it, all I could picture was like this conglomeration. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Conglomeration of faces in the front office all rolled into one. And I was like, don't you sell me on this brass ring again. And let me say this. And I don't want to start. It's 6:06. After watching baseball last night, I feel even worse about the direction that the San Diego Padres are headed right now, because you see the Rays and you see the Astros, and those two teams are machines.
You know, it's interesting because I had both the same feeling as you.
Yeah.
And I also had the opposite feeling, because when I watched the Rays in particular last night, I was struck by how much it reminded me of the first half San Diego Padres.
True.
You know, just a few months ago, the taking of extra bases, all the aggression, the taking chances, and I'm going, this is what it felt like in San Diego back in May and April.
Oh, yeah.
When, you know, everything seemed to be going well. We had an entire team full of, just like the Rays in the playoffs last night, and then it just all stopped, and it went away, and it couldn't be further from what we saw from the Rays last night. But it was weird that I had that same feeling as you, and I also had the exact opposite, going, well, I mean, they had this; those players did this thing that the Rays made look fantastic last night. Now, where did it go, and how do we get it back? Is the question?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have a we don't really have a Randy or Rosarena, because I've really never seen anybody in October. I mean, there is a new Mr. October, and it's Randy or Rosarena. We'll talk about all of that today, but I think we said too, we watched the playoffs last year, and he hit those 10 bombs in the postseason, which was just absurd. And we had like a discussion, and we said, where do we think Randy Arozarena is going to finish next year? Was this a flash in the pan? Was this like a Shane Spencer? There's always one guy that kind of like gets really hot, and you go, man, this guy has really got a bright future. They disappear. Randy had a really solid season for the Rays, but you don't hear a lot about him, right? Because they're in Tampa. They just keep winning games like the machine.
I mean, it wasn't like a miraculous season. Hit 274, 20 yeah. homers, 69 runs batted
that's
in.
It's a good year.
815 OPS. I mean,
it's a good year.
You know, probably not quite all-star level, but a good year.
Good, solid year.
But then the playoffs come. And
he's Reggie Jackson.
He just he's Jackie Robinson. He's everything.
Yeah, it's just bananas. I mean, that straight steal of home last night got me up off of my ass and yelling at the TV going, holy smokes. I mean, it was just incredible. So I watched those two games yesterday, Ben, in their entirety. I flipped over to the football game. Let me tell you right when I flipped over. 2 minutes, 6 seconds left. Geno Smith in shotgun, five wide, takes the snap, throws an interception after Lockett falls down, and I went, cool, that's all I needed to see. Game over. That's the only play I saw of that entire
You missed the game. Double punt, then. That was the highlight of the game last night, was the double punt. We'll talk about all of it.
I don't know what it is.
Coming up today, it certainly was a bizarre sports night, actually, last night. There were so many unusual things that happened. We'll get into all of it here on a Friday. Looking forward to everything that's coming up, but I do want to make an early announcement on the show today.
Oh, yeah.
Because people have been asking us, we've been pursuing it, And we can now confirm that on Monday, you will want to join us 8:30 a.m., 8:35, right in that range, and then near the end of our program. Peter Seidler, chairman of the Padres, will be with us, and we will have a wide-ranging, deep conversation about what happened this season, looking ahead to this offseason, the managerial search, the decision to fire Jace Tingler, what he feels went wrong, how he perceives all of this, his investment in the team, the $175-plus million investment that simply went down the tubes this season. And he will join Ben and Woods for that conversation that I think everyone's kind of been looking forward to and waiting for. So that will happen on Monday, 8:35 here on 97.3 The Fan.
You know, I guess when you put it like that, you know, the owner of a team and watching all that money literally just spiral down the drain, I don't feel so bad about what I spent on season tickets, what I spent on merchandise, parking, hot dogs, Cracker Jacks, cotton candy, for all of that for my son. The guy, it cost me a fortune every time we go to games. I can't imagine laying out that kind of scratch and then having a season like that. I can't imagine. What would I do? I don't know how I would react. I would be the owner that I can't even fathom what that would be like for us.
Now, he did get the second highest attendance in all of baseball out of that investment, which that's part of the reason you invest in the team is to get people to come watch.
He ain't out there with a tin cup,
no.
Dude. I get it, you know, but still.
He wants to win.
Still, and that's the thing that always trips me out about when the fans, us, we go, just cut the guy and eat the money. $40 million. I can imagine how hard it would be to walk away and be like, I'm getting nothing for $40 million. Just eating it. Just say, I'll just wear it. It's fine. No big deal. I'm trying to win a World Series. And I understand it all shakes out in the end if you do it the right way. But oh my God. Just when I do have a little bit of sympathy for somebody when they said, yeah, just eat 40 million. It's like saying, go into your savings, give me $5,000, and just light it on fire in the parking lot. No, there's no way I'm doing it. There's no chance. And if you do this, you may make another 10 or 15 down the road. I can't do it. And so it's a different world that those guys live in. I understand that. But very excited to talk to Peter. First time we'd be having him on the show. We did spend some time with him before, you know, talked to him for about an hour, and he's a great dude, man. Great dude, great philosophy, wants to win, all of that. But, you know, we'll see how he's feeling about this season.
Although I think a lot of fans are wondering after they see comments about how he's still 100% bought in to A.J. Preller, and A.J. Preller certainly has lost some of the, you know,
the
confidence.
Sizzle.
The fan base
the
has lost its confidence in A.J. Preller. A lot of people have, yet they see Peter still backing him 100%. All of a sudden they're going, huh. I really did. I thought Peter really knew what he was doing and all this investment, but he's still behind AJ. So it kind of depends. How much do you feel like you trust Peter now? If Peter trusts AJ, should we still trust AJ? He sees it a lot closer. He sees the process.
Sure.
He sees the day-to-day. It's his money. Don't you feel like, if that guy still thinks they're on the right track with the right guy, who am I to say that this is not the right way to go about your business?
I think that's fair. I do. I think that's fair. And I do have a way, and we can talk about it today. I do feel like, look, because everybody screws up. Everybody miscalculates. Everybody, no matter what profession. You can get back. AJ didn't do something. AJ, not the general manager of the Mets, where he gets hammered and passes out in a car at 4 a.m. No, there's nothing that he can't come back from, right? The best way to come back from this new, it's new for him. This public perception of AJ, for the most part, is new. I mean, when you have players wearing your face on a T-shirt, players, rockstar GM, the media is just pouching you for every move you make for a couple years, and then when things go south, he can get back. You have to, and I know how to do it. I can tell you how to do it, and we can talk about that today, Benny.
Looking forward to it.
There's one thing you can do to get you back almost immediately, and I'll tell you later.
I'm looking forward to that. All right, good tease.
Thank you.
We got a Daily Diddy coming up. I'm making the selection today, and I will admit, I'm picking a song and an artist that I know almost nothing about.
I'm fascinated by
I really don't even know. I have like no clue. I don't know. Maybe Woods can educate me, or maybe
I'll
he'll
try.
Know
maybe
nothing.
Maybe I know nothing
about it as well. So we've got that coming up. Craig Elston will join us at 7:35. It's Friday. That means streaming television recommendations. Should be a good one as we wrap up what's been a long and difficult week,
yes.
I think, for Padres fans. But we got through it. We do it together like we always do here in the mornings. Glad to have you with us. Let's get a check of traffic right now. With Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What a weird, weird selection.
I'll admit, I didn't even know what this song was called, but I love the muted trumpet line that kind of goes throughout the entire song. I had no idea what it was called. It's this is Your Woman by White Town.
This was it came out in 97. Bit of a dark time for your boy, so it brings back. Well, I remember it very well. You couldn't get away from this song in 1997, 1998, and that was a dark, dark time.
I couldn't tell you if they had another hit at all.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't know what the song is even about. I just like that trumpet, you know, sound that goes through that song. And I heard it the other day, and I go, oh, I'm gonna make that a ditty. That's gonna be a weird selection to be a ditty.
Have you started taking MDMA at home in your personal life or something? Because it's very.
Is that a credit union? What is that?
Never mind. Let's just move on. Just move on. Let's talk some baseball. It's not a credit union. It's a designer drug, Ben. God, what a weird, weird song from a weird, weird time in music. Very, very weird.
Late 90s. What a weird time for you. You said it was a weird time for you.
It's dark.
We all have our own.
It was probably the darkest time of
periods.
Yeah, this was a dark, dark, dark. Those are the dark days. Very, very dark. A bit of a reckless lifestyle.
Well, we know that you ended up buying bars once. Is that kind of in this window? No, that wasn't even this part of your life.
No, I was in college and in Chicago and South Bend, both places. And just a wild dude, man. Just a wild time in my life. It's very weird. Now that I have children, I'm like, please, God, don't do what I did when I was that age. I'm begging you. My poor parents. Just put them through the
ringer. But let me ask you this. As you look back on that and feel, what's the emotion that you feel? Is it
shame?
Yeah,
shame.
But while you were going through it.
Time of my life.
Yeah, I don't feel like you were going, I need to stop this every single day. You were kind of happy, weren't you?
I mean, I guess. I was just in the moment. I was big in the moment guy. If it feels good, do it guy. And, yeah, it's just a bit out of control. And to see me now, the teetotaler, you know, homebody that I am is a little weird for me even. So, but yeah, I remember there was all kinds of music like that, coming out around that time. And it was just I remember that song. I remember hating it then. And I think I still hate it now. So,
sorry, maybe that was a bad Friday selection.
It's an interesting song. I don't mind interesting. I like interesting.
I'm a strange guy.
You are a strange, strange guy. I was looking at your recap from yesterday. If you don't know, if you're listening to the show for the first time, we write recaps and just kind of go through the day and see if there's any nuggets in there that may be interesting to talk about. And I saw Ben's and I went, wow. So he says, weird food day. I was running errands after the show. I felt a little tired. So I pulled into Mickey D's for my guilty pleasure. A high C lava burst orange. And I thought to myself, all right, is there caffeine in that number one?
There's sugar in it. It's like a sugar bomb drink, which, you know, sugar can give you a little quick jolt of energy when you're feeling low.
Caffeine also
does the trick. I was just feeling kind of low. Well, I had coffee already in the morning. If I have too much coffee, then I get
jittery,
and I don't like that feeling. So I just thought, I just need a little sugar right now. Just to kind of keep me up through the morning. I had to go to the grocery store and a couple of other things, and I didn't think I was going to make it. So that's what I did. And I recognize this is not like a Bordeaux wine or some high-quality beverage. It's not a single-origin roast coffee, something that I would consider to be quality food.
Right. No, it's not, but it's amazing.
I mean, even the name screams
lava burst.
I see orange lava burst. I think that's just because the color is so outrageously unnaturally orange.
Correct.
I mean, it is so, like, does not occur anywhere on the planet Earth naturally,
so
that orange.
I should give you credit. You didn't get anything to eat?
No, just had the drink.
I go through McDonald's, I cannot just get a drink. I cannot, number one. I'm getting something.
I try not to do it at all, but, you know, it's so ubiquitous. And I get coffee there sometimes in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, they get an app deal, so it's 99 cents. Feel like I don't have to pay $4 for my coffee.
That's fair enough. But the Hi-C Lava Burst Orange is one of the best drinks of all time.
You like it too?
I love it. Oh, okay. Dude, come on. I mean, it's like, it went away for a while.
Yeah, I was so bummed, and now it's back, so I felt like I'll treat myself.
But see, if I'm at Mickey D's, I get a Coke, because their Coke is better than any
people,
other Coke.
People say that.
It's not even close.
I mean, I don't know that there's any truth to that.
There is.
They change the formula for one restaurant.
They do. I swear to God. A McDonald's Coke tastes different than a Wendy's Coke, Jack in the Box Coke. You know, Chick-fil-A Coke, it's different. I'm telling you. And there's nothing like a Mickey D's Coke. Nothing. And so I'm torn now because I do love the orange soda there. Here's the other interesting part of Ben's recap. He had amazing sushi from a truck.
Yeah, my dinner.
For dinner.
Yeah, it's strange because you wouldn't necessarily expect it. The neighborhood where Channel 10 isn't known for its dining options. There's very little around there right off the 94 east of downtown. I usually have to drive, you know, a few miles to grab something if I need something to eat. But there's this, I think it's fairly new, sushi ta, that's parked right there on Federal outside of a liquor store. You wouldn't really, I mean, maybe this is just me being a little biased, but it wouldn't scream like, wow, this is probably going to be some of the best sushi I've ever had. It was fantastic.
That's great.
I mean, really, really good. So I did have a good dinner last night.
I do like the food truck scene a lot. Bocce Bus, one of my favorites. If you haven't had Bocce Bus, I believe they're in Mission Valley now. They were in South Park, but people were complaining because that's what people do in South Park. And it's really, really tasty.
I mean, I've been doing food trucks for a while.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can get great tacos from trucks, but now it's so much more.
The mariscos.
There's so many options. You get Mediterranean food. There's a Euro one that's in South Park that I go to sometimes. It's fun. Sometimes you can't find them. They move around, and that can be a little difficult, but... if you get to know their schedules and where to find them, and now I've got a new sushi truck that I can go check out.
You're right by work. You're gonna go broke.
Yeah, that's
you're
one.
Gonna
yeah,
go broke eating.
Well,
there.
that was part of it. I didn't want it to be. It wasn't any cheaper than like normal sushi place, but I don't really want it to be too cheap.
Bocce Bus is like it's as expensive as sitting down at Benihana. Like it's, but it's that's better. Tastes better to me. And but it's not like you're gonna go there and get hibachi for $7. No, it's. You, two people, you're leaving, it's like $90. Like, it's no joke.
I mean, that makes me feel like they're using like quality ingredients that cost them a lot, so they have to pass that cost along
to you. It's unbelievably good.
And with fish, then you really want to make sure that it's fresh and good. And I could tell instantly last night that, oh, yeah, this is good stuff. This is really good. So good job, guys, at Sushi Ta on Federal or home, I think it was Home Avenue, actually. It's right there on the corner near where the freeway is. So, very good last night.
Wow,
would go well with a high C lava burst orange.
So good. I'm going to.
You know why I like it? It's not carbonated.
Yeah, I know.
And
it's great.
I get to the bubbles get to me too much. So, it's a non carbonated option.
There's four baseball games on today.
Yes.
And so I'm already plotting like what I'm going to get on the way home to eat and just bathe myself in these four baseball games. I wonder if my wife knows what's in store today. Like, the minute I get home, I'm sitting on my ass until... What time are we talking here, guys? 11?
We got 11:07 a.m., 1:37 p.m. So the first game is White Sox-Astros.
Yep.
Second game, 1:37, so probably some overlap,
yep,
is Braves-Brewers game one.
Can't wait for that one.
Then 4:02, you got Red Sox-Rays game two. And then wrap it up at 6:37 with Dodgers Giants game one.
Yeah, we're going this morning from 11 a.m. to probably 10, 11 p.m. tonight. 12 straight hours of watching baseball.
Do you find it weird at all that some teams are already on their third playoff game?
I do.
Before other teams have even played one?
I do.
I know that some of that is the wild card and the others are the division winners. So they didn't play an extra round.
It happens. I feel like it happens every year.
It does. Yeah. The way they schedule it, because usually the one league starts with two games the first day.
Yep.
And then they stagger it to the next day. You do end up having teams like... The Astros could be up 2-0 hours before the Giants have taken the field for the first time in the postseason.
There's so many interesting storylines. Let's get into those next, actually. Let's do that next.
Yeah.
There's some. I mean, the story of what Tampa Bay is doing today is just fascinating to me. They're just a fascinating team. We'll talk about them.
Plus, could one of the winning managers from yesterday be on the list of potential candidates for the Padres job? That doesn't sound like it would be possible, but it's been suggested.
Many say yes.
That it could be. So we'll get to that coming up. This segment of Ben and Woods brought to you by the Golf Mart. We'll be right back on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
No matter what music you love, even if it's Your Woman by White Town, when you love to listen, Odyssey's new exclusive stations are, do you say expertly or expertly?
Expertly.
Expertly curated for sports listeners like you. Download the free Odyssey app today. Quick shout out. San Diego's own Charlie Hoffman, 8-under yesterday in the first round of the Shriners Children's Open in Las Vegas. He is tied for second place. PGA Tour just rolls on. It's an unrelenting force.
It just does not stop. Is there a season?
Yeah, there is a season. The offseason was like 4 days, and now we're to the new season that is the 2021-2022 FedEx Cup PGA Tour season.
You know, it's somebody that has become hooked, absolutely hooked on the game of golf. Just obsessive about it. Even I, there are times when I'm like, there is no way I'm going to go hit balls today. No chance. I'm exhausted. My hands hurt. My swing sucks right now. I don't want to go putt. I don't want to go chip. The grind of the PGA Tour. Go play one round of golf. And in a cart when it's 90 degrees or when it's windy or when it's cold or wet, right? You play one and you get in your car on the drive home and you're like, oh, God,
I'm glad I don't have to play for another week or two or
something. Then imagine going back to your hotel, eating some crappy meal, waking up, going to the range, hitting balls, going to play another round, walking the whole time.
Don't forget, like, probably an hour-long workout and stretching routine and everything that goes into it.
And
yeah.
Listen, I understand it. It's golf. It's golf. But, man, the mental part of that game, I leave there sometimes and I'm exhausted. You're just exhausted. 4 rounds in a row. Let's say you're leading after three and you're like, I'm feeling pretty good. You get to the range the next day. Oh, I can't hit my 7-iron anymore. It's terrifying. I can't even imagine.
Ramp up the stress to like a million. Yes. Put it on television with everybody watching. Yeah, it's
you know the worst part of the tour? The worst. Number one. You step up on the tee box, and there's 70,000 people lined within 4 feet of you, and you have to hit it between them. And that part to me, I'm like, do you know how many people? Steve Woods killed 74 people on tour in his first year. There's no question. I would dome somebody off the tee box because they're just pinched.
You're not ready
in
to
there.
Play in the pro-am yet then with galleries.
No. So when we have our tournament, right? Obviously, it's a shotgun start. There's going to be people, you know, going to different holes and starting. If there are 9 people watching me tee off, I promise you I'm going to shank it. I promise you. It just happens every time. Again, you almost have to play a lot to realize just how special it is, what those guys do and how good they are.
Do you think everyone realizes why it's called a shotgun start?
No,
out
I
there,
don't, I don't know why.
Do you need me to Ben-splain shotgun
please.
Start? That term gets thrown around for golf tournaments. So, like in a PGA Tour event, you'll have different groups, and they'll go off the first hole, sometimes the 10th hole, but they'll go off
usually
in
one
turn,
ten.
One after another. They'll have tee times like you would at a normal course on a normal Friday. Yeah, I get the 9 o'clock tee time. Oh, I'm off at 9:08. Oh, yeah, I'm at 9:16. And then you just go one after the other, and they introduce the groups on the first tee.
And groups of two.
Yes. In a shotgun start, everybody has the same tee time. You say, hey, all right, shotgun start. We're all going to start at 10 o'clock, but we're all going to start on different holes. So you put a group on one, a group on two, a group on three, and you'll stagger everybody out, and then you'll just play around in a loop. So you may start on 17, you'd finish on 16 is your last hole of the day, and you go around, and the reason they call it a shotgun start is just to make
sure. If you don't start on time, they shoot you with
a shotgun. No, just to make sure that everybody does kind of start at the same time. You have to be able to hear it from anywhere on the course. So I think in the old days, they don't do it anymore. Yeah, someone fire off a shotgun, and that was your cue to tee off. It's time to go.
Question. We have our boss, Adam Klug, in here filling in for Paul. Can I bring a shotgun to the Benin Woods Open?
Depends on who you're planning on using it against.
No, shoot it straight up
just
in the air.
Just straight up to start everybody on the ground. I think that probably goes against about 72 Encinitas city regulations, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow, if we were doing this in Texas, it would be no problem whatsoever.
Oh, no, you could have any right kind of any kind of weaponry you want to start the golf tournament.
Fair enough.
But this isn't Texas, sir. This is Encinitas, California.
All right.
So,
well, listen, it's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to see you guys out there.
Two really strong performances to start the playoffs, the division series of the playoffs yesterday. We'll get into both of those and how at least one of them could relate to the Padres' managerial search right after this check of traffic with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. The talk after that Randy Arozarena steal of home was incredible. I mean, the timing, the guts to pull off that play last night as the Tampa Bay Rays opened their defense of their American League title with a 5-0 win over the Boston Red Sox got a lot of attention. You know, saw the highlight a million times on SportsCenter. But honestly, Woods, I'm not sure it got as much attention as it even deserved. Think about this. Yes, it's an amazing play. It's legendary if you pull it off. If you get tagged out trying to steal home, you look really, really stupid. There's a reason why not a lot of guys try it.
Well,
it's a low percentage play.
It is. It's very low.
It's, I mean, you know, hey, you guys get thrown out at second base trying to steal all the time. You don't have to make a throw at home. He's right there to tag you. It is a really risky play.
Lefty up, by the way.
Yeah.
Lefty at the dish. And Arozarena has got really, really good speed. He's a smart baseball player. He's an aggressive baseball player. So Red Sox. Red Sox were in a bit of a shift. The third baseman is way, way off the bag. And the rule of thumb when you're leading off is you get as far away as he is. So if the timing, however long it takes him to get to the bag, you need to be able to get back in time. And they're not holding him on. You don't hold a guy on third base, but they're not even keeping him close. And so you see him. You're watching him dance. And he's dancing. He's trying to throw the guy off. And
but his back is to Arozarena because he's a lefty pitcher.
But you can still,
you can feel.
You absolutely know, oh, God, this guy's back here dancing. Because it happens at first base all the time. Guys get jumpy, and there's a sense about it when you're pitching. So he knows that Randy's running. He's juking down the line. But what he was also doing is he was watching this guy throw and going, okay, every time he gets the ball back, he pauses, he holds, he looks. Then he goes. So he timed it out perfectly. It was amazing. It was incredible. And first player ever in a postseason game to hit a home run and steal home at the same time. I mean,
first player to steal home in a postseason game since Jackie Robinson in 1955 in the World Series.
I thought Javi did it a couple of years ago. Javi did it. 16. Javi Baez did, too.
Did he do it? Okay.
Yeah, but it was the home run.
I heard that Jackie Robinson stat a million times yesterday.
See,
so
I heard
they
the
got
Javi,
it wrong.
I heard the Javi a couple of times, but he is... Talk about a guy like just built for. Talk about a guy that's just built for October. It's crazy.
One of the other things that I found interesting that you don't see very often. It happened with two outs and two strikes, which means if you get tagged out, well, you know, we were one strike away from the inning being over anyway.
Right.
But what happens, Woods, if the pitcher pitches and throws it right down the middle for strike three? Is he out? Is he safe?
How does he out?
Yeah, I mean, if you have the composure there, all you have to do is throw a strike, and
he did not have the composure.
The inning was over. Yeah,
and throw it towards home
plate. Then one of the other interesting little known rules in baseball: if he throws a strike and hits a Arozarena, like as he's sliding across home plate, if he throws a strike and hits him, he's actually an out, and the run doesn't count.
No.
Yes. If you hit the runner in the ball is in the strike zone,
it's like a judgment call.
That's strike three. The umpire calls the batter out, and the run does not count in that situation. It was one of the wildest, weirdest plays in baseball. Now they were already up 4-0. It was later in the game. If it doesn't work out,
no big deal.
You probably still win the game anyway. But what a tone setter for the start of a postseason run. The entire game, the stolen base. You got to like where the Tampa Bay Rays are right now. The Red Sox looked worn out after their wild card battle against the Yankees. Obviously, they don't get to set up their pitching as well as the Rays do. The Rays, you know, same strategy. You know, starter, four or five innings, you know, whatever we can get, then go to the bullpen. It seems to work for them, even though Padres could never make it work for them early in the season. This year, it continues to work for the Tampa Bay Rays.
It's a great point. But again, you know, getting guys on, getting guys that can perform under that situation, the situation of October. We have seen a lot better baseballers wilt under the lights in October. We just have. It's a different mentality. It's a different mindset. He's made for it. It's not a fluke. I mean, 10 homers last year in the postseason. 10. 10. Man, it's insane. That's a month. How many did Hosmer hit this season? 12?
12.
10 in a postseason. And then Randy hits one last night. Did you hear the Spanish broadcast? One of my favorite home run calls I've ever heard. I don't know if you heard this yet. I had Adam pull it. Check this out.
Are you feeling randy, baby? Sir, fuerte. Adios. Clase de bombazo. Randy a Rosarena.
He's doing bits. He's doing Austin Powers bits. Are you feeling randy, baby? Like Spanglish, which is just the best. It's my favorite thing. You speak some Spanish, you throw some English in there, you wrap it up with some Spanish. It's like bread, meat, bread. It kills me every time.
You also had a home run that went off the roof at Tropicana Field, which is a horrible place.
It's such a dump.
For especially postseason baseball and meaningful games like this, it is really terrible to have to play inside like that in a roof that's not even tall enough to accommodate, you know, booming fly balls like you had yesterday. So that was the second game. The first game saw the Houston Astros look almost as dominant in their performance. They have owned Lance Lynn, apparently, for quite some time, and that continued yesterday against the Chicago White Sox.
And again, man, talk about a team that loves playing in October. Might I say, Adam asked me this morning, he goes, so do you still hate the Astros like you used to? And I went, no, I don't. I don't. I'm over it.
You hate Alex Cora.
I hate Alex Cora. I hate AJ Hinch.
AJ Hinch.
Yeah.
But the remaining Astros, I mean, Jose Altuve, you don't have, like, strong positive feelings toward him.
I'm not rooting for them, but I can, you know what, I certainly, like they give a rat's ass, certainly tip my cap to what they've been able to do, right? I think, I think many teams could have crumbled. And I said it, Ben, when we were at the old station, man. I said, watch them pull together and use this as fuel to be, you know, one of the best teams. And that's what they've done. And they get into October. And the confidence, the swagger that they play with is something to be admired. And I think Dusty Baker has done a phenomenal job with that team under duress. I know they screwed up. But again, when I get mad at them, then I remember that they did it and beat the Dodgers, and that makes me very happy.
Is there a chance that Dusty Baker could be the next manager of the San Diego Padres?
How is that possible?
So I know people thought that was weird, but it was actually suggested before yesterday as well. Dusty Baker does not have a contract for next season.
Right.
He's got that, you know, got the
expiring contract right now.
Yeah, I mean, he was brought in basically as kind of a placeholder, a guy to stabilize the ship after the cheating scandal, and he was not expected to be the long-term solution as Astros manager. Now, if they make a run all the way through the playoffs, win a World Series, I don't see how the Astros don't bring him back. But if, you know, things don't turn out the way they want and they're looking to go in a different direction, Dusty Baker could be on the market. John Heyman, MLB insider, was on with Gwynn and Chris, suggested very much that Dusty Baker's name could be in play this offseason.
One more name I was going to throw out there when we were talking about managers, and this is the guy who doesn't have a contract after this year, shockingly, because he's done a terrific job once again, and that's Dusty Baker. So, you know, I would say any team that has an opening, if he does not get a contract from Houston, and you hear that, you know, he's a guy like Cora who's going to want to do it his own way, and they've got a Tampa Bay analytics guy in charge. He's done a good job, but, you know, it was an arranged marriage. He didn't hire Dusty. Dusty was hired by the owner. I would keep an eye on that for the Padres. To me, that could make sense. I do like the idea. I mean, oftentimes you go to a veteran manager after you've tried two young managers who didn't quite work out completely. But I do think that and they've said that they're willing to go for another first-time manager, and I'm sure they're considering everything. But I don't think it would be a bad idea with this team with lots of stars, egos, trouble in the clubhouse. To bring in a guy like Dusty Baker, who's beloved by all of his players, I think that would be a very good hire for them.
You can't go. I mean, you can't deny that John Heyman's voice so soothing in the morning.
Do I think it's going to happen? I mean, probably not.
If they go on a run,
now they could lose three of the next four games and their season is over, and the Astros very much might want to make a change at that point, which could bring Dusty Baker into play. But it does remind you that while the names that we've talked about, you know, Bruce Bochy and Buck Showalter and some of the other names that we just consider because they're out of a job, you don't necessarily think about the guys who are still in a job. You did bring up Aaron Boone.
Yep.
You know, no word yet on his status going forward with the New York Yankees. And
I mean, Yankees media, Yankees fans, if you see it online, I mean, that's it.
I know this seems unlikely as well, but I saw some Vegas odds. We can kind of go through them at some point. That Joe Maddon was considered by Vegas as a possibility for the Padres' next manager. Still manager of the Los Angeles Angels.
How does that work?
They feel like, well, he could still get fired in the next, you know, week or so. There's probably more moves still to come here. I doubt that every single manager that's going to lose their job has gone. I mean, if only two end up losing their job in Rojas and Tingler, that would be a very quiet offseason.
Yeah, it would.
I mean, there could be guys out there that we haven't even considered yet for Padres manager. We will talk more about this when we come back. We also have a Fade Ben that we didn't get to yesterday.
Yes, I'm looking
to go 0-for-5 on the season in my NFL pick. So we'll get that coming up. We'll take on Woods, 833-288-0973. All coming up on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.